Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Marshall Tucker bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that by email every Sunday afternoon. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. You can, and all the other stuff that's there, listen, read, ask questions. Check out the blog, et cetera, et cetera. Easy to find the stuff we just did. We update every day. And the stuff that we did yesterday and the year and a year ago is pretty handy there too, including the body of work that Nancy Rozanoff has deposited with us over the years on intuition. There's nothing else like it in the world, folks. Go find Nancy's position in our brain trust and her suite there we built for her, and check it out and see what you think. Nancy, thanks again for hanging out with us. Nancy's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition and Intuition Workout. Her website is rozanoff.com, and there's only two double letters, and that's the F on the end there. Nancy, thanks again. Talk to us about, we've been talking about intuition. I don't think you've ever really talked to us about using intuition for the little day-to-day management decisions. Talk to us
about that. Right, and it's just as good as, we often think of intuition as, oh my gosh, I'm facing something terrible, or I have this huge problem.
Momentous
decision, yeah. And I've got to kind of wait and listen for the right idea. But I want to talk about, you know, I think what really makes the world continue to go around, and when it's harmonious, this does it, is the good governance, right? Good management, day-to-day management.
Right, right.
And that can be so lacking. Maybe I'm just being influenced by what's going on in Congress these days. It just seems like, where is the good governance?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the interest
leadership.
In yeah, leadership in just doing the right job? That's going to put us in the right direction. And that's what small business owners have to do every day.
Yep, that's what they do every day.
That's what they do every day. They have to just keep making the right decision, really not knowing what the economy is going to do or what their customers are going to do or what the needs are going to be in the future, but they have to keep making these decisions.
It sounds like you're trying to blend a little faith into this decision. How much, that's a good question, Nancy, how much of intuition is faith.
Well,
faith,
you know,
faith
that's,
in,
that's
faith
a
in yourself and your, in you know, in those around you. What do you think?
Well, I would call it this way, that it's a recognition that we can't, that in any moment we can't know what's going to happen in the future.
Right.
But we do have this capacity to be loving and intelligent in any moment, and that the quality of the ideas that come to us really determine the quality of the outcome. And that's what I mean. So if we make a decision and we feel really rotten about it, we just don't feel right about it, then there's something not right about that decision. And if we find a choice that really has that sense of harmony, that it kind of makes itself, then that's what the fruits of that decision are going to be. So that's intuition, is that instead of sort of relying on just solely, I mean, I don't think it's opposed to the data and the history and the other stuff, but it is another element that kind of pulls all that together.
Well, one thing for sure, Nancy, and this is something every small business owner will nod their heads about when I say this, if we've got to make a decision, whether it's a small decision or a big honking decision, there's only so much of that we can quantify. There's only so much that we can feel good about. Okay, we've done that. We've tested it. We've measured it. We've accumulated it. We've done some research. We've asked people. You know, there's only so much of that we can quantify. And you know, let's say that's for a small business owner. If you can get to 75% quantitative information for your decision, that's like huge. That's like a home run. If you can get to where you feel like 3/4 of your decision is based on some information, and the rest of it's got to be intuition / faith / you know, whatever.
Yes, that's right, exactly. And we have to see that all the data, all the quantitative, is really based on the past. It's not, it's not in the present, and
that's
it's not what's going forward. It's
that's
the past. And so if we rely too much on that, I think 75% is way too much.
I agree. I'm just saying that's
because that's the past. And now things are moving in such a way that each moment we need to be attuned to, well, what's the right idea now? And that's what we're always looking for, whether it's hiring or firing, whether it's when to pay a bill, when to add something to our business or take something away. Those are all like, okay, where am I going? What's the right idea?
The way to improve that process and to learn more about your intuition, I think, is to do something a mentor told me a long time ago. He said, make lots of decisions. Mm-hmm. He said, if you make lots of decisions and you know what you're doing, you know the work that you're in, your business, he said, you will make many more decisions, smaller decisions, and your failures will be smaller. And I think if every decision also has a little intuition in it, then you'll learn more about your intuition. What do you think?
Well, I think that's an approach. I'm not sure that I would go full 100% on it, but go ahead, give it a try.
No, Nancy, that's the reason I love you. You know, just when I think I've got it figured out, you bring me back down to earth. Hey, Nancy, thanks for being here. Thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, okay, good. Well, we'll talk again, Jim, I'm sure.
We always end, folks, when Nancy says, I don't think that's right, Jim. Hey, Nancy, thanks. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Always do. Nancy Rosanoff, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out our website, rosanoff2fs.com, and you won't be sorry you went there. And your intuition will take a giant leap forward when you read and listen to the things that Nancy teaches. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.